morning. Welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show. And what a week we've got coming up with the final of the State Sprint Championship and also the Distance Championship with the Nationals not too far away at Cannington. Tell us all about the week, including the heats of the Sprint Championship at the Rugged Morning Greek Play. How are you going?
I'm good, Shane. Now, obviously, the star of the show last Monday night was the star performer, Buckle Up West.
Yes, he usually is, isn't he? He was put in with the quickest of the three heats, running 29.59. He has a personal best there of in the 30s. Comes up with box three in the final. Look, he's clearly the one to beat, but there's a lot of early speed in the final. He'll still need to bring his A game, but he was very good beating Despicable Ben, who again was outstanding after a bad check on the first turn. And he's a roughie with a chance in the final.
Winning by 10.5 lengths from his splits of 5.01 and 17.68 at early speed. He'll need to show that again in the final, as you mentioned, to get around a couple. Black Rip, who ran so well through the Wilson Cup Series, bounced back with a win in heat two.
Yeah, he led nearly all of the way, which is the way he races. His 30.28 looks pretty pedestrian compared with the 29.59 that Wes ran. Temper that with the fact that Black Rip's only sort of come back to racing recently, and also add the fact that he's had 7 runs over this strip at Launceston for 6 wins and a second in the Launceston Cup final. And the fact that he's got so much early pace, he could put some pressure on Wes, but you wouldn't see him winning on that 30.28.
And the third heat, well, hasn't Keith Nichols done a marvellous job with her highness, and she took out the third and final heat?
No, she's just a ripping little bitch. She's twice run 29.88 at Launceston. Once one of those off box one, comes up with that box again in the final. Haliski was very good at big odds running second, and poor old Elia Bolt, he just keeps drawing those horrible boxes in good races that count, and he was brave running third. He'll need luck from box six again, but I'll never discount him in any race in Tasmania.
And Painted Dotty returned to Tassie in great form, had won her last 3 over the distance events in New South Wales, and she was calling for a big effort back at her first run in the state.
Yeah, look, she went to Sydney. Nick Stringer wanted to put some distance racing, you know, under her legs before the Nationals, and she won 3, 2 of them at Wentworth Park. Good times, leading most of the way. Came back here last week and led most of the way. Again, she'll start raging hot favourite in the final off box 8, which I don't think's the perfect box for her, but she's in such sparkling form that she deserves to be favourite. Pedro's Vineyard was excellent running second. Cosmic Flaherty's first distance run was excellent running third, and Dominic Stubb would lose no admirers because it didn't have much luck in the run. Those are the main four, but Painted Dotty will be clear favourite in the final.
Devonport on Tuesday, couple of winning doubles, Steve Hupp and Gary Fay.
Yes, the Nitro show with Steve Hupp, King Nitro, jumped straight to the front, ran 25.66. And you know you're going quick early when you can drag off flash innings, who hardly ever gets led. And then Red Nitro came out of box 7 and he did exactly the same thing to his field, won by 6.5 lengths and ran the best of the day, 25.53. An outstanding effort.
And then late in the day, Rip and Tear and Bruni Venture.
Yeah, little brothers for Gary Fay. Rip and Tear chased the early leader and then got to the lead on the home turn. Held on strongly in 26.02. His much more vaunted brother, Bruni Venture, led most of the way after an early battle with Julia Flies, and he ran 25.72. He's a pretty good dog.
And the winning doubles continued in Hobart on Thursday for Alan Anderson.
Yeah, Alan Anderson, as this time last year, remember, he had the state distance final winner in Lashing Jill, and he had a winner on Thursday night with Lashing Illusion, and then he butted up with Blue Tam in race 9 for a very, very well-deserved double.
And a couple of first starters produced the goods in the 340-metre sprint.
Yes, Susie's sister first start out of an awkward draw for Tony Stenning. He ran down the early leader super loud in 1980 exactly. That was a good debut for Tony. And then So Far Away, if ever a dog's bred to be all right, it's this one. It's trained by Richard Stanford for a syndicate, and it's out of the former Great Pitch Sultan Swing. Dragged off the early leader Oh Joy and won very nicely in 1973. There's obviously a lot more in store for that little girl.
Now you mentioned Richard Stanford there at the other end of the scale, a youngster having her first winner on the night.
Yes, Rachel Moat, granddaughter of Graham Moat, had Hurricane Nell win the 340-metre maiden, and I'm sure that she won't forget that in a hurry, and if she gets another couple of thousand winners, she'll catch up with her grandfather.
and I'm sure he'll be reminding you of that as we speak.
I'm sure he will.
What about a great hunt for us to follow?
Look, from Devonport on Tuesday, very impressed with the first starter called Jamela Nova for David Booth. It got shunted very wide all the way and then still ran third behind two really smart ones in Tay's Intention and Code Black, and I think Jamela Nova will be winning pretty soon.
Good. Thanks for your time again today, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
Good night coming up tomorrow night in Rochester for the final of the State Distance and Sprint Championship. Tip with all the winners, Rick Fritchelli. Hey, Eric.
I'm well, Shane.
How's this quaddy look?
Well, we can only get a chain, that's all I can say.
Well, we're going to try. What about the first week? We've got one of the despicable greyhounds going around.
Yeah, despicable, that's my on-top pick, Shane. Look, he was very impressive last week, recording 30.02. I think he might jump in front, he'd be hard to beat. I'm giving a very good chance to number three, Phelan. Remembering he is a Launceston Cup place finalist in the Launceston Cup this year. It's a dropping class for him in the second pick. One, Mason Pine's got a very, very good draw. He'll run a bold race. And two, Snoring Nora. She reserves the best form for the Launceston track, got a chance. 5, 3, 1, and 2.
State Distance Championship is the second leg race.
Shane, I've got to go with Painted Dotty. I liked it last week. I just think from the draw, I do believe that it's probably a stroke of genius by Mickey Stringer by sending her to Sydney to compete over the 700 while there was no races here. And she's super fit. He's a great trainer. She'll do me. I was potting Dominic Stubb last week and he got beat. I think he's the main danger on Monday night. I just think that she might posse up, and she's very, very strong, and she's got a good chance. 2, Pedro's Vineyard was a very, very big run last Monday night, come from a mile back. She'll be thereabouts, and you must include in all your multiples. And I didn't mind the run of number 6, Cosmic Fire. It was having its first run over the 700 last week behind Painted Dotty. Even though it got beat 7 lengths, it did battle on an okay, and look, with that run under its belt, it would strip a little bit fitter. 8, 4, 2, and 6.
In the third leg, you could have Oscar Alphys for me in his traps.
Yeah, he's going very good, Shane, and I think he'll bring up a winning hat-trick. Look, the key to this race is the start and the early speed, and I'm referring to 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, and 7. They've all got genuine early speed, and they all, you know, want to lead. And I just think that he might zoom down the outside, settle third or fourth out of the straight the first time Oscar Alphys. I think he'll round them up. 8 on top. One little mistake. Now, if she happens to hold the lead, she's a 32nd bitch around Launceston. I think she's got a chance, number 1. I'll put her in for 2nd. I put Callaway Ernie, number 5, in third. Thought he had no luck at all last week. He was slow to begin, was never in the race. And there's a little bitch in this race that's absolutely flying called Classic Barbie. Her run fourth behind Blackwood was very, very good. If she has 1 ounce of luck, she'll be right there at the finish. 8, 1, 5, and 6.
I'm guessing you're sticking with Buckle Up Boys in this race.
Yeah, Shane, I certainly am. He's a greyhound, and he will represent the state very well. 3 on top. 1, Her Highness, I put in for 2nd because of the draw. She's a good quality bitch. She can run around the 29.80 mark. She'll be thereabouts. I'm taking with number 5, Despicable Ben, as a greyhound. I think he's got a very promising future. I put him in for 3rd, and I put in Hellier Bolt. Look, he's not drawn well drawn with a good beginner in 7 in Dominator Girl outside of him. He's a very, very classy animal, and you must respect. 3, 1, 5, and 6.
That makes the quality in the first leg 5, 3, 1, 2. Second leg 8, 4, 2, 6. Third leg 8, 1, 5, 6. Last leg 3, 1, 5, and 6. What about a best?
Shane, I come up with race 9, number 1, Winston Tommy. Just think he might just camp 2nd or 3rd in this race, and I just think he might be a little bit too strong for him at the finish. There's a bit of early speed in 3, Whispering Ash, and 6, Hard as Nails, and I just think he might camp there and just be a little bit too strong at the finish. Race 9, number 1, Winston Tommy.
Devonport on Tuesday. You had a great run with Origin Decider. Are you going to stick for Fox 7?
Yeah, Shane, disappointing on Thursday night, but just from the draw and remember 2 runs ago it went 25-64 winning at Devonport. I put her on top, Origin Decider. 4, I put in for 2nd, Winburn Rush. It's coming back from a Melbourne campaign. It's 1-3 from 9 on this track. Got to be 2nd pick. Chin Chiro, number 3, was an all-the-way winner in Hobart on Thursday night. Used a bit of the track, but I thought it had a chance. Thought number 2, Camdale Luke, had a Flukers over good odds. She run behind Oxley Windfire was quite good last week and threw that inside draw and with number three running centre of the track, thought it had a chance. 7, 4, 3 and 2.
In the second leg, Senor Slammer coming off an unplaced run in Hobart Thursday. Can it bounce back here?
Yeah, look, the key, Shane, is he's going out to box eight. He's had two starts from box eight and he's been placed on both occasions. I think there's a good chance he can zoom down the outside. Thought number one, Hannah Bowden, had a good chance from the draw. Races well at Devonport, got a great alley, got it respected. I think Roxy Rhythm will run a very forward race, number seven, drawn off the track where it wants to be, and I think it's run last week behind King Nitrate, even though it's beaten 5 3/4 lengths. This is probably a little bit easier for it, and I'll give it a chance, number seven, Roxy Rhythm. And I'll put in number six, Whitford Miss. Amazingly last week it missed a start, it never misses a start. I think it's got some chance at odds. 8, 1, 7 and 6.
And then we've got the very impressive Cool Puppy going into the third leg.
Shane, he recorded 25.87 at Hobart on a very, very wet and leaky night. Look, there's no question that he must have had a major injury issue because he hadn't raced for 6 months. Brennan Purcell's just a master at getting these dogs from Melbourne and putting the leg on them. I think he'll win, but he'll be short. Oh, I don't know if he's been there. He's having his first at the Devonport track, but I don't think that'll matter. One, Crystal Innings has got good speed and will be there for a long way and runs around the 25.90 mark. I put it in for second. I put in number six, Underground. They clearly look the three to me. And if you want to throw in a fourth one, I put in number four, Sir Buddy. Didn't mind a twin in Hobart on Thursday night when I led all the way in 26.33. 7, 1, 6 and 4.
And in the last leg, Ronan Fichet comes up with a red box.
Yeah, Shane, I've got to put it on top. I just think this is a drop in class. It's going back to a grade four. Just think from the draw with a wide runner in two, I just think it's the way to go. 8 great tailors will appreciate being dropping back from an invitation class of its last two back to a grade four, and it's got a good little stat from box eight, and I think it's the main danger. 3 Callaway George is resuming from a little bit of a break, but a chance. And number 7 Enfield Flame. This greyhound will be storming home at the finish, and if there's any trouble, he may be the one at big odds. 1, 8, 3 and 7.
Which could have an 11-4-2. First leg 7-4-3-2. Second leg 8-1-7-6. Third leg 7-1-6-4. Last leg 1-8-3-7. The best bet for Devonport.
Shane, in race 3, I like number 1, High Caution. I don't think it'll be any flash odds. I think it'll be around the $1.60, $1.70 mark. When analysing the field over the weekend, I can't find a lot of depth in the race. I think it might punch through and hold the lead. The A. Meadows, Debbie Cannon, Box 1, Devonport 452. Ticks a lot of boxes. Race 3, number 1, High Caution.
Well, you've convinced me. Good luck with those thoughts and most selections during the week, Rick. We'll catch you again next week.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday.